Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 602. We're towards the end of Binyan Abayis, a deeper look into having children. And after that will be a deeper look into the spirit of intimacy. So we were talking last year about how Pruvu and Oina are separate mitzvahs, but nevertheless, the idea of Pruvu and having children has to be in the framework of a proper marriage. And the Rambam does teach that the union that produces children must be performed at the times of the wife's Aina, but in the entire month. And the reason behind that is that even though there are particular times within the Aina that's more conducive to having children physically, but we don't deal just with the physical world. Having children, we know, because we have Amuna, is not just a biological phenomenon. It's a spiritual binyan. One of the Gedolim told Rav Moshe Shechadowitz that the nations of the world have children for this world. The Jewish people have children for the next world, which means that they're entirely unique. They're entirely unique. The Jewish couple's holy union inspires and awakens spiritual neshamas to come down the here. And the big chiddush is the Eliyahu Rabbah brings this down in Reish Mem from the Shalah. That even in situations where there's no physical children, there are children in spiritual sense. There's a spiritual concept of child being born. He says, Shlah, Dafkafei says, B'shem HaMakubalim, the Afshein Ishtei Misaberes, that even if one's wife cannot have children from their union, from that particular union, or from that union at all, whatever the reasons may be, she's already Mu'uberes, sterile, can't have children because of older age, or already expecting, so this union can't produce another child right now. Nevertheless, the act of the union awakens a force of heaven above and produces a neshama, a holy neshama, a spiritual child. Therefore, one can have marital relations with one wife, even if one's wife is already expecting, or nursing, or barren, or elderly. Why? Because it creates from their union holy neshamas. The holy neshamas being created when an oina happens. The Ramchal also explains that whenever there's a connection between two spiritual forces, it produces a third force that includes both. From here you see that. And you see this happens even when a physical child cannot be produced. The mitzvah's oina is beyond the individual union. It is a greater process of combining the couple together in that intimate union, and a couple is expected to use their time of oina to nurture that inner unity through their intimate connection. And when they do this in a healthy, holy way, Hashem will send them children with special neshamas, children of Hashem, like the Zohar says. So it's clear that even the mitzvah pruavu of having children is particularly at the oina, because children are representing the parents' greatest unification, and oina is the time when a wife is most prepared to enter into that union. We see this when we talked about all the way in lesson one. Hashem placed his own holy name, Yud-Kei, in the Jewish people's intimate connection. The man represents the letter Yud, the wife represents the letter He. And they're both Tselem Elokim, and it combines together. What about the Vav-Kei? So it's very interesting how the Zohar explains it, where you have the whole Shem Hashem. The first two letters, the Yud, is the husband, the man. The He is the wife, the woman. And we hold, we paskin, that a couple has a boy and a girl. So the boy represents the Vav, and the girl represents that final letter, He. And the process of marriage and having children completes the whole Shem Hashem. And again, doesn't say it here, but it's pretty clear. If a couple only ends up having just boys, just girls, and they, you know, there's mefarshim that talk about it, you still mashlam the Shem Hashem. Again, because every oina creates neshamas. Neshamas have a bechina of zachar and a kev in it. But the idea being is that's the full Shem Hashem here. Sarah Imenu. it says, you know, it's brought down that Sari Menu Davin, that when she couldn't have children, and she asked pertaining to Hagar, and then when, but basically says V'yifrei Shloimi b'nei b'nach v'tismala arei minach. It's a Targum Unkelus over there that says that he should spread. Sara is telling Avram that may HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread shalom between me and you, Avram, and the entire world be filled with us from our own children. She wanted from Hashem to grant her her own child. And she did this by asking that Hashem gives them shalom. V'yifrei shloimi b'nei u'b'nach. And that's how V'tismala aren minon. The shalom will produce the children that will come from us. So she wasn't just requesting a child, Sara Imenu. She was requesting that shalom rests between them, in that through that shalom, a child should be produced. Now it's brought down, a woman could, if the husband does not want to be intimate for whatever reason, once they have children, he wants to have that hanhaga, the wife, the Rambam says, the wife could be meichel her from him from intimacy. The Magen Avraham, Reish Mem, says that Arizal was asked this. The Arizal was asked if a wife is expecting and it's in the winter months, and due to the great cold in those days, the husband wouldn't be able to do his own mikveh for Tefilas Ezra that he was makbid on. And his wife, and he always wanted to do that before he had a physical union. And his wife was Osa Meichel. Can he forego it? And the Arizal says, technically, halachically, if the wife is totally meichel b'leiv shalom, it would be permitted to abstain, but it's still better to fulfill the obligation. Even if the wife is meichel b'leiv shalom, because she doesn't want to bother him, in this case, because he wouldn't be able to go to the mikveh, but simply, this allows him to refrain, but it's still better to do the mitzvah if the husband's able. So, even in those scenarios, first of all, these days, to find a woman that deep b'leiv shalom, she's meichel b'leiv shalom, is not so simple. But regardless, the Arizal says it should not be used. The husband should still try to fulfill that obligation. A couple should still try to be together, even if there's a mechila between them two, to abstain for whatever the reason may be. Why? From the words of the Shiloh that we said before, it makes a lot of sense, and it has a deeper connotation, because every intimate union creates a holy neshama, even if it does not produce children in this world. It's a constant means to fortify the shalom bayis. The oina is a constant means to fortify the shalom bayis. So it's better to embrace the opportunity than to push away that opportunity. And just because the husband doesn't want to trouble the wife, or the wife doesn't want to trouble her husband, they should work with each other. As we talk about overindulgence, we're not talking about overindulgence. That's a separate parsha. But like I said, based on experience of what I've heard from many marriage counselors and others, in most couples' lives, unless sometimes they're very young or their heads are into this too much, that could happen. But very often, the problems in marriage come with not handling the oina properly and misusing it, also neglecting it. And also the idea being is that you introduce, of course, the third partner, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This explains how so often fertility problems are resolved. And it seems B'derech Nes, and you have Baruch Hashem, many, many beautiful organizations, Chai Lifeline and others that help with infertility, and you do your normal Hishtadlis, but it's really beyond medical explanation. Very often, couples are unable to have children, and there's no apparent medical explanation. Sometimes there is, and they rectify it. Sometimes there's no medical explanation. And then suddenly, after many years of not having children, the couple has a child for inexplicable reason. And then after they have that child, they're able to have more children without a problem. So Rabbi Moshe Shechadowitz saw this phenomenon. And he talked to a famous fertility professor. And he said that some doctors claim that there must have been some problem they were unaware of, and the first pregnancy worked out that problem, and they were able to have children after that. But he told me, this professional, famous fertility professor said that in his opinion, doctors who made such claims must have been sleeping during medical school, Anyone knows, he said, this fertility expert, professor, anyone who knows about giving birth will appreciate the entire process, only will produce future difficulties, al pi teva. The first birth is a complete miracle. Any further birth has no explanation at all. It's like saying that there was a mistake in the printing plates of the printing press, so the printer took the letters of the plate and threw them back in, and the problem was solved. And the Moshe Shcharus told this professor that he had an explanation, and that explains it, because the answer is because, especially by Yidden, the reality of giving birth is not just a physical process. It's a spiritual reality that includes a shittuf hashlishi. It includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a literal active partner, which means that children arrive when he decides them to arrive at the right time. He wants the couple to achieve a certain level of unity through which the children will enter the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is willing to wait as long as it takes until a couple achieves that state that he desires. Over years, a couple lives together, perfects their relationship, then the third partner becomes satisfied and gives them the child that he's been holding for them all along. And the professor agreed that there's no scientific facts that suggest that having children is not a purely physical process, but revolves around an emotional, psychological state of the soul as well. So we need to emphasize how living by Torah changes our lives if we understand it properly. The world testifies to these teachings. Science doesn't weaken Torah. The more knowledge we have about science strengthens the value of Torah. We don't need that, but that's the truth. The more we know about science, the more we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as having his hand in the world, especially pertaining to infertility and having children and things like that. There's extreme cases where couples who didn't have children for 22 years of marriage all of a sudden have children. It's more common in the Orthodox Jewish homes than other places. Why? Because they're living in a way, trying to bring Torah into their lives. Hashem has expectations for them. He wants to put in their children holy neshamas with special abilities. So he gives them special hashgacha pratis, sometimes waits patiently till they reach a certain level of unity, and then he gives them the child or children. This is to say this is the only reason Hashem holds back children? No one knows. Hashem only knows. That's not the only reason. There are many, many other reasons. Some is beyond our comprehension to understand. Hanistaris Lashem Aleikenu. But this is a possible reason, which makes sense based according to the Mefarshim and the Chazal. Which means that if a couple is having difficulty having children, besides going through the normal, regular hishtadlis that they do, and tefillah, of course, and davening for other people, of course, all of these things, is also to appreciate their proper function of Aina in their relationship to having children. The connection of, even though Aina and Pruvu are two separate mitzvahs, like we've been saying all along, they are intrinsically connected. And the better the Aina is performed in the right way, and the better the communication and the physical, emotional, and spiritual connection is there in the Aina process of them unifying, the more it will be likely that children will be produced from that union or a union to come based on the unity that they have. That's a very, very important aside. And we will be Ezes Hashem, be Mamshech. There's a little more to this Sefer. There's a deeper look into intimacy and then Unkavod and wisdom of the heart. A few more aspects in this beautiful Sefer. To do, and they're all extremely important. Bracha v'atzlacha.